Late August, given heavy rain and sun for a full week, it is the moldy strawberry at the bottom of the basket, full of beans. I pick a peck more and jump. Inside, there is a moth developing, a roly-poly now and brown but aspiring to gray, if only for a few days at summer's end, when the first cool but frostless night ushers in the red and purple and blackened fruit. Which one should not eat? I am not one. They tell me to be she who sheds her coat and waits for the foliage to turn yellow. I wait outside, a balding hill of potatoes turned green, through osmosis of the clippings on this murder of crows, interrogate them, regarding the spots in rot, beg, what is going on with my garden? Roots and shoots and leaves, but no children, accepting, accepting, those born still are imperfect. Am I too old? At 25, one should be quiet about her fears of impotence and death. I feel that I am not one, but two times in change. I change the way my hands look. She has become unstuck, and time is of the essence, a term used in business, real estate, and agriculture, namely in the period between IUD removal and the encroachment of invasives. Is 7 years enough to determine how many rows to how many roses will produce the best returns? Return me to childhood in early September, when the next season was growing season, and so too the next and next, when my one-track mind could focus on the present and the presents that I might open on my birthday, happy last day of summer, when I could tune out their cracking corn and care for nothing but shortcake with strawberries and cream. It would seem so strange, life but a dream.